Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 17, Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga, 3-4 Shraddha. And just to remind ourselves, Arjun asked question, if somebody has Shraddha but has no guidance from a guru or scriptures, what kind of Shraddha is that? And where does it lead to the person? And the answer was from Bhagavan is, as the man, so is his Shraddha. As the person, so is his faith. As the faith, so is the person. Whatever the core of my personality, my Shraddha will be the same. You know, if I'm a sattvic person, my Shraddha will be sattvic. Rajasic, Shraddha will be Rajasic. And Tamasic, Shraddha will be Tamasic. From that, my entire behavior, my liking, how I pursue my life would be driven by that. So first we say the ahara, what he receives from the world, food, whatever he sees, he listens, will be as per his liking. His liking will be the same as sattvic person, a sattvic liking, rajasic will have rajasic liking, and tamasic liking. So the food which we like, things we like to see, things we like to hear, will all depend on my faith. And the integral personality which I have inside, in my antahkarana, in my internal, that would decide what I like. Not only that, but his yajna, the sacrifice, efforts which he puts in. Yajna basically sacrifice. Sacrifice something, you're putting effort to gain something or to get rid of something. Our entire life is in yajna. But our yajna is typically divided into obtaining what I like and avoiding what I don't like. That's our entire life pursuit. So that sacrifices which we are performing in our life will be also according to my personality and my faith. My faith is sattvic, I'll be pursuing the yajnas, sacrifices or actions or efforts, or whatever you want to call it, will be the same. I'll have sattvic actions, I'll have tamasic actions, rajasic actions, depending on my personality. And as we have discussed before, that again, this is not to classify people. These are sattvic people, these are rajasic people, these are tamasic people. These are the moods of my mind. And so is your mind and his mind and her mind. Depending on the mood of my mind, I'll be sattvic, I'll be rajasic, I'll be tamasic. What I eat, what I like, what I pursue will be dependent on my mood. And therefore, time and again, our scriptures and all scriptures in the world say the only thing you have to do is control your mind. Swamiji one time told me in some discussion, the only treasure we have, my son, is our mind. That's the only treasure we have. Everything else is because of that I have. My mind decides whether I'll be a wealthy person or a poor person. My mind will decide whether I'll be an active person or a lazy person. So the mind is the most important aspect of my personality. We also call antahkarana, internal instrument. And that basically what we have to control. So, the yajnas which we perform is also according to our faith. The next comes is tapaha, austerities. Obviously, we are talking in context of self-development, and therefore we are using the Vedic language. So, we are ahara, yajnaha, tapaha, tapas, austerities. I call it more a discipline. The tapas which we perform, that is not to go to see movies just before the exam time, that's a tapas. All my friends are going to see movies, but that day I can't come. I'm so sorry. I really like to see that movie, but tomorrow is my exam, so I'm performing tapas. I'm not going to see the movie. Avoiding things which are pleasant but not good for me is tapas. So even the tapas, the discipline which will develop, will be also accordance with our mind. Some people regularly jog, some people regularly go to gym, some people like me who to motivate them to the nth degree and still will drop out because of the mind the way it was trained. Dev Dvija, Guru, Pragna Pujanam, Saucham Arjavam, Brahmacharyam Ahimsam Cha Shariram Tapa Uchyate. Now, tapas can be performed at various levels. There are austerities or disciplines at the physical level, at mental level, and at the speech level. The first is physical. Don't eat till you take bath. In our day-to-day life, we program ourselves that only I will do this and then I can only do this. That's a physical discipline. So the physical discipline for the body. I will not eat this, I will only eat this, I will not eat more than 6 times a day, whatever we decide, is a physical tapas. Also the mental and the speech. These are the three expressions which I have to control. So the first one says, Deva Dvija Guru Pragna Pujanam Saucham Arjavam Brahmacharyam Ahimsam Cha Shariram Tapa Uchyate. The austerities or the disciplines at the physical level are described here. Starts with, who do I worship? Now, when we think about worship, we think about going to temple and doing puja as a worship. Worship is who I idolize for everything I do is a worship. Even day-to-day language we use, in my profession, I worship such and such. He is my idol. For art, he is my idol. Worship is identification to the highest level. You know, Swami Dhirananda, some of you met him, but he used to come here till 2008. When he first came, and we went to the center, on the notice board there was a suvakya, a little quotation. And we said, oh, Swami Chinmayananda is here. He said, why do you say that? Because that's his handwriting. Oh, no, Swami Dhirananda wrote it. His handwritings are identical to Swami Chinmayananda. You can't make out any difference between Gurudev's writing and Dhirananda's writing. The way he talks is also very much like Swamiji. Some people complain in the mission of Dhirananda is copying Swamiji and all that. But the reality is, he worshipped Swami Chinmayananda, Gurudev. So that everything he did, he tried to replicate. His writing, the way he talks, the way he lives, that's your idol. To the highest level, you want to become what your idol is. So the worship which you perform or identify with will also be according to your mind. I will not like someone who I have no interest in, someone like a great gambler. He may be the greatest of all, but I have nothing to do with it because I'm not in that. So, worship also defines who we are, and who we are defines who we worship. So it's the first one, it says, Deva, the divine beings, the deities. Who do we worship? As per my mind. Now, deities, as we have learnt in Vedanta, are the presiding deities of my senses. So the Chandrama is this presiding deity of the mind. Such and such is presiding deity of my hearing, such a presiding deity of my speech. These devas are the one who makes the physical organ, which is tongue, into speech. You know, the potential ability in me as a conscious living being to express myself through the senses are the devas. Now this deva, so I worship the devas, those who give me the ability to perform my actions. That's the first one. understanding at my mental level that I am not the one who is speaking, but someone other than me giving me the ability to speak, and I worship that entity. So Deva, Dvija, twice born. Brahmins are considered Dvija in a normal day-to-day life, okay? Because they are born twice. Once take the physical birth from mother's womb, that's a regular birth date, and when you take Upanayanam, when they are initiated into Brahma Vidya, the knowledge of the self at the time, then they are given the thread, then their initiation. And therefore the ritual is, once he is initiated, he leaves the home. He doesn't come back home after the Upanayan. Upanayan, he goes straight to the Guru's ashram. And that's where he does all his brahmacharya ashram. So from the day he was initiated till he achieves the knowledge, he is a brahmachari. Brahma acharati iti brahma. One who is following Brahman is a brahmachari. But the one who revels in Brahman is brahmana. One who has the knowledge of the self is a Brahman, not the one who is born in a Brahmin caste. So the realized masters, the people who can impart the knowledge of the self, are the Dvijaha. They are twice born, and therefore I worship them. Guru, teacher. Without the Guru, we wouldn't be anywhere. Mother is the first Guru, Matru Deva Bhava. So mother, father, my teachers, my music teacher. If you remove all the teachers from my life, I'm just nothing but an animal. But these teachers make me who I am today. So the Guru. And therefore also Guru Parampara. My Guru could not have been a Guru had it not been for his Guru. His Guru could not have been a Guru had it not been his Guru. So not only I owe it to him, but I owe it to all the Gurus, all the way to Bhagavan himself. Pragna, wise people. We always revere wise people. Pujanam saucham arjavam. Their worship, saucham purity, arjavam straightforwardness. Straightforwardness obviously is very necessary if I want to pursue any path in spiritual evolution. One crooked thing I do will lead to 1,000 crooked things I have to do. We say one lie leads to 1,000 lies. So the same way. So straightforwardness in dealing with this world is very, very necessary. Brahmacharyam ahimsa. We talked about brahmacharyam. Brahma acharati. And the one who is following Brahman is a brahmachari. So brahmachari is, in a normal translation, is a celibacy. But not just that. Celibacy in a sense that your mind is not focused on any other sensual pleasures but the Brahman alone. So practicing brahmacharya, ahimsa, non-injury. Now, Swamiji elaborately explained that ahimsa is more at the mental level. With my mental attitude, I don't inflict pain on others. Physical pain I may not be able to avoid. When I do disinfectant in my house, I'm killing. Swamiji says that's for your own purity. You're not going out with a vengeance that I'll kill all the bugs in the world. That which is intruding my space, I need to get rid of them because of purity of my space. At the mental level, non-injury. Just sariram tapa uchyate. All of that we have discussed so far is at a physical level. These are considered the disciplines at the physical level. At my external action level. Tapa at the physical level. The next is, I may not hit you, but I may say something which is worse than hitting you sometimes. So at the speech level, because that's the one instrument we, or one sense we have, it requires the most control. It's how to speak and what to speak. So the next verse says, anudvegakaram vakyam. My speech should be such, it does not create agitation in others. And it's not really very difficult to gauge this thing. It's very simple. You say something and look at the face of the guy who's listening. You will know whether it's creating agitation or not. It's very easy for me to be anudvega karam vakyam with everybody else. My test comes how I deal with my spouse. Both, okay? That's a real test, you know. Just like they say, your real test is when you're alone, what you're thinking. In speech, it is when you're with your spouse. Most of us will fail miserably because we are so nice. Everybody says, Neil cannot do that. Meena said, you come and see him at the house. You know? That's where we reveal our real nature there. So, an udvega karam vakyam, my speech that does not create agitation in others. Satyam. But what kind of speech that is? I shouldn't be just, you know, doing maskapalis, you know, to give people, just, you know, flattering them with some nice speech and they feel good about it. Satyam. It has to be truthful. I say something which should not be agitating, but the same token it should be truthful. How do I look? How many people give a truthful answer? Your wife says, how do I look? Good. Only answer you will have. It's anudvega karam, right? It's not creating agitation. But sometimes it will not be truthful. It has to be truthful. Satyam. Next is priya hitam. So it should be sweet sounding. In Gujarati there is a saying, kana ne kano kahe kano ave sere. Dhire rene puchiye sene khoya nen. If someone is one-eyed, you tell him one-eyed, he will get upset. But you can very politely ask him, how did you lose your eye, sir? And that will not make him upset. He probably can tell you the story about how he lost his eye. You know? So, it's a truthful, priya, sweet-sounding, hitam chayat. Also, it should be beneficial. Just to agitate him, I don't want to ask him, shena khoya nen, you know, why, how did you lose your eye? If I have no business to do that, don't do it. But if I can somehow be helpful in asking that, it's perfectly okay to ask in a manner which is anudvega karam, not agitating, it's truthful, it's sweet sounding and beneficial. So that's a litmus test. Svadhyaya abhyasanam cheva vangmayam tapayava uchyate. This thing does not come easy. Just because I make a resolution today that I'm going to be, somebody agitates me, my real nature will jump out. That's what happens between the spouses. Okay.
It's a universal.
Yes.
It does not come easy. Just because I make a resolution, and I do that all the time, it does not come. But it's a svadhyaya abhyasanam cha eva vangmaya tapa uchyate. It comes from svadhyaya. By study of good books, which gives me good thoughts, scriptures in this case, but any swadhyaya, that gives me the reflection on myself, motivational books, those things will be a reflection on myself, how am I doing, what am I doing, will give you that ability to control your speech. And constant practice. Constantly reminding myself before speaking, it has to be anudvega karam satyam priyam hitam. That. Those two things. Constant study and constant reminder, practice, will then become my nature. So some people are soft-spoken, nice-speaking naturally. Some are harsh-speaking naturally because of this. Constant practice of speaking harshly. Become a harsh speaker. Constant practice of speaking softly. So this tapa is called, say, the vangmaya tapa iti vichyate. This is the tapas at the speech level. Physical level, who do I worship and follow? My actions will be guided by that idol. Speech, by my practice and my study, reflection on myself. And the last one, mana prasada saumyatvam maunam atma vinigraha bhava sansuddhihi iti etat tapaha manasam uchyate. The last is tapas at the mental level. Mana prasadaha, serene minded, mind to be kept level, quiet. Mana prasadaya somyatvam, good hearted, serene minded and calm, basically, with a good heart. Calm, serene mind, with a good intention. Maunam, silence. Now, Swamiji really makes a good show of what a maunam can do. Mount silence is a virtue at the mental level. But not when I say Wednesday I'll be keeping silence. I'll be Maunam on Wednesday. Then I'll be agitating everyone in the house. We have seen that. Once Wednesday Maunam. Because they cannot speak that day, but they want to conduct their daily routine. And they are telling, not that kind of a silence. It's better to speak softly and tell, this is what I want, than Maunam and doing that. So, silence at the mental level. Atma vinigraha, self-control. Obviously, these are all mental qualities. That serene mind, good intention mind, silent mind, and self-control. Mind control will be senses control. Mind is in a control, sense is automatically in control. I decide I'm not going to eat this thing, sense will follow that. I'm not eating this. It's my mind says, no, it's okay, you can eat it. And then I lose the control. So, bhava sansuddhi, purity of nature. I think something and I behave in a different way. Gandhiji, when he went to the round table conference, somebody asked Gandhiji's secretary, Madhav Bhai, he said, he must be preparing for months for this conference. He said, no, he doesn't prepare ever. I said, why? He said, because what he says, what he thinks, and what he acts is all a lie. There is no difference between what he thinks and what he says, and what he says, what he does, is all same. He never have to practice for anything, or prepare for anything. So, bhava sansuddhi, purity of nature, iti tapaha manasam uchyate. This is considered mental tapas. These are the sattvic tapas. So, we'll stop right here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukh भाग भवे. ओम शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.